Hey, this is Liz, and you're listening to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays.
Welcome everybody to a Sunday edition of 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a Sunday with George and Gina.
Hey, guys.
Hey, y'all.
The point I wanted to make before we started the show was, and I know it's an obvious one, but it annoys me when the end of the show cliffhangers are always like the only interesting thing that happens all episode is the cliffhanger for future episodes. And especially the part where it had like, was her Hammy, Annie, whatever the fuck her name is. And then they said that's not even her real name, it was a Brenda or something. And so it sounds like, and I know that
Yeah,
the T on
they're
her.
saying Brenda, but I follow her on Instagram and it doesn't say Brenda. So I'm really confused. Like, I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, because on Instagram it's Hanny, Hany. And then, but then, well, I know the allegations on her is she might be like a sex worker.
Well, might be. Like, I'm pretty sure that I'm pretty sure
Yeah.
is, but that's not illegal where she lives, right? I'm pretty sure that you can be a sex worker there, right?
Yeah. So wait, so you're not buying the Brenda thing or whatever?
Okay, so I think that what I think is she's a part of like a bigger scam where they scam money out of Americans, and I think that the guy that they were sending the money to was probably like, he's like, you know how Tyrae was getting scammed by some guy and it was like this mastermind and he said that he had done it to other people? Like, I think maybe it's like something going on where they scam American people that come into the strip club or whatever. Like, I don't think that was her ex-boyfriend. Like, they said that this was her ex-boyfriend. I don't know if that's true, but I think that it's a part of some sort of larger organized thing. Where I think, because when they said that they were sending her money every month for her expenses, and I was like, well, if she works in a strip club, she's making pretty decent money, like, why do you got to send her money? And I was like, this might all just be one big scam.
Yeah, I mean, but it's weird because I feel like Imani and Matt, they're the ones scamming the audience with this bullshit ass throuple relationship, but now they're trying to say they're getting scammed.
Well, yeah, I feel like this whole storyline is like an insult to my intelligence. Like, I feel like they think we're stupid, and I'm very offended by that. They think that they could push this off as like a storyline, and I get it. It's a reality show. There has to be a conflict. There has to be a secret. There has to be a reveal. I know that there's pieces to make the storylines work, but this one is weak. This is a very weak one. Actually, the Maudie and Stevie storyline is really weak too. Like, honestly, I don't even think they have a storyline at this point. It's just, I'm really disappointed in the story editors this season. Like, the people who work to get the storylines together, I feel like they gave up. At this point, they don't even care anymore.
But true, by the way, not to like derail the show. I know Coco, is this our Coco that's in here, or is it the other Coco that?
It's our Coco.
Okay, because
Where's
we have multiple Cocos.
Coco?
Okay, Coco, you can talk now. Assuming it's the real Coco.
Yeah, how do we know it's the real Coco?
I guess you don't. What's up, George?
I hope that's a real Coco because I'm about to.
It's fucking Ray.
I wasn't sure.
I wasn't
Take
sure.
off
You
your
don't
pants,
negotiate
George. With terrorists. Take off your pants, George.
That was very scary.
Was a little scary at first.
Da
I was like, is this somebody that I was mean to in some Instagram comments and now they're revenge? I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Oh my God.
True.
What? Oh yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, but like I almost fell asleep watching that shit.
I did too.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, I think as George was saying, like the what was you were talking about the you were even saying the Stevie storyline is like no storyline.
Yeah, the storylines are really lazy this season, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, they're really lazy. They don't have any substance to them. There's no real believable story or conflict. Like, I know in
There's no
order.
context to it either. It's just like, okay.
Well, I know
Okay.
to get casted, you have to be in a relationship. You have to be keeping a secret from them. You have to be willing to reveal the secret. There has to be that conflict. There has to be one family member who hates the person you're with. I get all that. But even being, I still feel like they still didn't try with any of these storylines. Because what are we even watching with Sarpra and Shekinah? They don't have a storyline either. Like, what are we even watching? Where's the conflict at?
Yeah, it's like obvious. It's like obvious. It's just, yeah, I feel like it's like across the whole show this season, it's the same. It's like, it's unfortunate that like whoever's responsible producer wise, like fucked up the whole fucking show. It's almost like I wish they had like multiple producers. Like, I don't know. It just seems like whoever shit the bed, shit the whole bed. I wish there was multiple beds, so at least one of the beds could have been salvaged because they just
Yeah.
ripped it up.
They usually are pretty good at creating intricate storylines, right? Like there'll be a, some of them will have a big twist at the end and it'll be pretty interesting. I haven't been impressed or intrigued by anything so far. We're 9 episodes in and we're still trying to find out what the storyline is for everybody on the show. Like we still don't know what we're working towards. It's just all this nonsense every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just I honestly think it's like it's so they're everyone's been just so hyped up on the Jasmine drama. Like they I feel like they use the writers for like to work on that show versus this show, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. I like they may have allotted one writer for this season, and then everybody else was like, well, we got to figure out how to enter and get Matt into the show, even though he's an American. And like they had all hands on deck trying to figure out what to do with that situation that they just let
Yeah.
the ship sink, right? I feel like this ship is at the bottom of the ocean, and they just were like, well, we didn't have time to deal with that. You know, we only had time to deal with that thing and the Jasmine stuff. So now we're screwed. We're watching nonsense, which it sucks because there was a lot of potential this season. This throuple story could have been a really good storyline if they actually tried, right? Like if they actually put in the work and made sure that there was actual conflict, actual things that people would believe, this could have been a good storyline.
In like for example, like the Greg thing, it's like, ooh, they're big, like, you know, the big issue in their relationship is he's in the process of getting a job. It's like big deal. Like that happens to everybody. You know, you're unemployed and he's and like I think I've heard rumblings like now he has a job. So we've heard now he has a job in real life. So it just none of it seems very like important or dramatic. It's like, okay, he was unemployed for a month, let's say. For the purpose of the show, now he's employed. Who gives a fuck? Like, it's not really like that dramatic.
A lot of people.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I just think it's does it feel kind of forced?
Wait, the Greg story or like all of it?
Just all of it.
All of it.
Yeah. When I was watching the throuple scenes tonight, it was really, I was like, even their acting is bad. And then I was watching Matt do his in the moment interview. And it was like he was struggling just to get a sentence out because even he was just like, well, how do I comment on nonsense? Because he was like, well, I don't know. What do you want me to say? Like, you know, after the scene is over, then they have you comment on the scene. And he was just looking at the camera like, what the fuck do you expect me to say? I don't even know what's going on. You know, like, I don't even understand this. Like, what do you want? How do I explain something that I don't understand? And I was literally getting that.
And then like Amani in that one scene that I took, I tweeted it out where she was just saying like, it was just like, it was the morning after they had the, you know, that fight. And then she's like, well, we'll at least we could, maybe we could all have sex now. Just kidding. Actually not kidding at all. And it's just like, I don't know. They're just like, they skeeze me out.
Well, yeah, and then she said in the preview, I think we're halfway through, because when we're halfway through the season, they give us the still to come on 90 Day Fiancé this season.
Yeah.
They give us the still to come. So I was like, oh, wait, we're on episode 9. So I think we're halfway through. So there's probably going to be around 18 episodes, because that's usually when we get the still to come. That's when they were like, oh, let's add a, if we can, let's add a fourth. And I was like, Y'all basically tried to kill each other with three of you. I was
Yeah.
like, adding a fourth would just be starting World War IV, right? Like, the last thing you want to do is bring anybody else into this dysfunctional situation at this point. Amani is jealous of everything and everybody. She's jealous of the air. If Annie breathes air, she's pissed that she didn't get to breathe the air. It's like, now you want to bring another person into this?
Yeah, just like I don't know if the producers thought we'd be like charmed by them or like it's like they're not. There's
I
certain.
think they're trying to push the envelope and try to, say, oh, look, we're edgy. You know, I mean,
Yeah.
honestly, I think that's what it is. And I just think it failed miserably because it's like, okay, I've seen worse.
It's a racy card. They're like, oh, this is racy. This is like a threesome situation. This is racy, but it missed the mark. Because it's less about three people are having sex with each other, and it's more about you have to sell to me that this is actually happening. And I don't even believe that they are in a relationship. I barely believe that they even knew each other that well before they started filming, because the vibe I get is, well, when Matt and Amani went and left and they went and had a sidebar conversation together without Ani, I was like, well, that's weird, because if y'all are in a throuple, y'all should be having these conversations together. So I was like, the fact that y'all are still having sidebar conversations shows that y'all aren't really in a throuple. It's just you two. And then she's the outsider, because that's the way this looks. Because y'all are talking about your relationship without her. So she's not in it.
Yeah, like it's like you two, and then Annie or Hanny or Brenda, she's just some side pussy or something.
Well, yeah,
The side
that's exactly the vibe that I'm getting, and it's
That's what
like,
she is, though.
Yeah. I love it. It's just, oh God. Like I said, I honestly think they found her off Craigslist. Acting wise, I think, yeah, I don't know if they, it just seems really sketch to me.
yeah. But by the way, one of our super fan f listeners slash my friend Sophia's listening, and then I told her if she wanted to talk, she can, but there's no pressure. But I'm gonna give her the ability to talk, and then if she wants to chime in at her leisure, she could chime in at her leisure. So Sophia, if you
Ophelia.
ever want to talk, let us know. But anyways, oh, what did you think of like what's his name? Mahdi going to the, redneck activity of the day, which was like
Oh
the
my God.
my God, I
That.
didn't realize that monster truck shows were redneck, because I grew up down south and there's a lot of monster truck shows. And then
Yeah.
oh my God, I grew up in the redneck part of the country, because it wasn't weird to me.
Yeah.
But like then I moved up north and I realized that that wasn't what people normally do.
Yeah, I
And
know.
yeah, and I watched Mahdi react to it, and he was just like, this is like the most American thing. And I was like, you're confusing American and redneck. I was like, they're not the same. I was
No.
like, you're confusing the two. But yeah, the way he reacts to everything American, he's like so anti like American culture. Like he's like, they have a national anthem. I'm like, bro, so does your country. Like we all do. Like, why are you acting like everything we do is so weird? Like we have culture just like y'all have culture. It's not weird.
I mean, yeah, that's a good point. So I feel like if somebody like smacked you in the head with a baseball bat and you had brain damage, and I took you to a rodeo or something, and they played music, you'd still be able to put two and two together that that's like a national anthem, even if you've never been in that country.
Up and put their hand over their heart, and I was like, stop acting like you don't know what's going on. And he's like, well, I've never heard the American national anthem, whatever, or I've only seen it when they came to play our team or whatever. I was like, at the beginning of every game in your country, I guarantee they play the same freaking song, right? Like, it doesn't matter what country you live in, every country has a fight song, right? Like, everybody has one.
I
Like,
mean, like, even if he's never been to whatever, like some American event, like, freaking, I'm sure he's seen the effing Olympics where his country's in there. So you see the Olympics and there's like the anthems at the Olympics. So how is that like a new idea?
I'm so done with him. I call him the 6'4" toddler. That's kind of how he acts. He's like a big toddler. Everything is so weird and strange and interesting and new to him. It's like he was born 44 minutes ago and he's like experiencing. Like, I'm so over it. Everything is just like, oh, this is new. Oh, there's a national anthem. Oh, people in America eat food. Oh, There's titties. Like, he's like, everything is so new to him. It's like, Jesus Christ, dude, when were you born?
Well, it's weird. Like, nothing. Yeah, like what you just said, and then but then didn't he say with the monster trucks? He said like, "Oh, I was unimpressed. They didn't jump up high up in the air enough for me."
Yeah, he said that it wasn't when they went over the bump, they didn't go up high enough. And everything about America is unimpressive to him, which I don't know if it's because he's been instilled to hate America, because I guess their culture is, I think he said it, death to America is what they say or whatever. So I don't know if it's like, you know how you have like a subconscious thing? Like it was for some people, they were raised a certain way and it's subconsciously. It's instilled in their minds, even though they don't actively dislike or like certain things. It's just how they were raised. It's like maybe he's rejecting everything about American culture because it's like instilled in his mind that it's wrong. Because I can relate in a small aspect to that because I was raised in a religious cult. So, like, I was taught tattoos are wrong, eating meat was wrong, eating seafood was wrong, sex was wrong, dating was wrong unless you were married. Like, I was instilled to believe a lot of that stuff. And it took me years and years of therapy to like understand that I wasn't the problem, the cult was the problem. So I was like, maybe he's like not an idiot, but he's more so just like instilled into believing, because he is 26 years old. He lived 26 years in a country that was teaching him a certain way to look at America. I was like, it might take him years to unlearn that, because I was like, it did take me years of therapy to learn that I could eat a piece of chicken and not go to hell. You know, like I it took me years of therapy to realize that.
But he seems educated, like, because his proficiency in the English language is pretty well. So I'm assuming he would have some access to like movies or TV shows that are westernized, that are from America, that probably have the American anthem. So that was kind of strange, but that's my thought on that.
My question is not specific to the show, but I'm just curious with George's upbringing. So did you go to rodeos?
I didn't go to them, but I knew what they were because they happened a lot around. I'm from the deep south. So like there's a lot of that stuff going around. Monster trucks, rodeos, a lot of that stuff was around me. I wasn't allowed to go because it wasn't religious, but I knew what a lot of that stuff was. Like I've seen like when the monster trucks would come to Baton Rouge, they would park the big ass monster trucks in front of the Centroplex, like the building. So if I drove by or we were going by, I would see the big monster truck sitting outside. That was to tell people that it was going to be in town or whatever. So I knew exactly what it was, but no, I didn't go to it.
Okay. All right. What couples have we not talked about yet?
Mark and Mina.
Oh God.
Well, we have to throw Diana.
Most insufferable couple.
Well, what did you think of Diana, the pot stirrer tonight?
Oh, she's a witch stirring
Well,
that pot.
yeah, I think she's in love with Mark, but that's
she was
well,
kind of jealous about the BMWs being bought.
that's an interesting take, Coco. The she's in love with him. Do you think that she's jealous because her friend got a BMW out of that situation and she's the one that set them up? Do you think that there's like a little
Course,
bit?
he probably didn't even think they were going to fall for each other.
Well, he also bought, okay, so he bought Jordan a BMW. So that explains a little bit of her brattiness. But he also bought Jade a BMW and then moved Jade into his house after 1 month of dating with her son. So the son and Jade were living with Mark after 1 month of dating, and then he went and bought her a BMW. So it kind of seems like to me, Mark is into trying to buy love. Like he wants a certain type of woman, and I guess in his mind, those women are out of his league, so he's less willing to pay for it. That's just what my vibe is. I feel like because he's doing the same with Mina. He brings her here, he's flying her around, he's treating her like she's a queen. No offense, she's not the like if I had to pick between the two women, obviously Jade's hot and Mina's the Temu Jade. Right? Like she's definitely the Temu version. So I think that it's true. He wanted to be with Jade, but he ended up settling for Mina. I think
Right.
that's the real accurate storyline. He was cheating, I guess, cheating on Jade, which was crazy because she was hot. There's no re and if you already are BMW already into the investment with her, why are you cheating? You should just be happy that you got a girl that's so out of your league. Why are you cheating?
Exactly.
And then it was, but it was so annoying when Mina at the end of the her segment, it was like, hey, I'm getting in an Uber and going to meet. She was meeting Jade, right?
Yeah, she was going to meet Jade. She was taking an Uber to meet Jade, and then Jade actually shows up because we saw in the preview that she shows up. But we didn't actually get to see the conversation. But I don't know. I like the idea of this messiness of it. Like she's actually going to talk to her. Because I always bring back when we got teased when Emily was supposed to talk to Kobe's ex and she never showed up, but they kept teasing us that we were going to get to see them confront each other and we didn't. So I am happy that she actually is going to show up this time because last time we got robbed.
But do you think if it wasn't like for a TV show, do you think Mina would give a rat's fuck to meet Jade, or is just that obviously the producers are
To
saying?
know that, yeah, Mina's got his baby, and she knows that she's set for life, and she's gonna marry him regardless. And she ain't signing no prenup, probably. So she doesn't care. Like
Yeah,
honestly, why would you
going a lot
care?
for herself. Right.
What?
I said she's going along the ride for the show. I mean, like that meeting is for
Oh
the show.
yeah. I don't think that whatever she hears at this meeting isn't gonna change anything because she still won. She still got the guy. She still had a baby by the guy. He's got a lot of money. He's buying women BMWs, multiple BMWs. Okay. She's won. She hit the jackpot. When you're a stripper and you're aging out of the strip club, you're looking for a mark. You're looking for an old sucker who's going to buy you a Beamer. And she hit the jackpot. So yeah, she ain't worried about whatever this girl have to say.
Like you, it was that a play on words when he said you're looking for a mark?
Well, for Mark, it's Mark, and he's the Mark. Yeah,
Yeah.
you're looking for that sucker, and he's that guy. He's the sucker.
True. By the way, let me try to go to this well again. Sophia, I would love for you to talk to us because I know you have a lot of like expertise in certain areas, but I don't want to blow up your spot. So Sophia is, you should unmute and talk to us.
Hi.
Hey, Sophia.
Hello.
Yeah, Sophia loves our podcast, and then I asked her about our one-star strip club reviews, and she likes that segment too.
Yes, I'm a big fan of that one.
But I don't know if, I don't know how much I'm going to put you on blast of your talents.
No, I mean, whatever you want, it's fine.
Okay, well, she's a stripper herself, but she's like amazingly talented.
Wait, I
And
have a question. What is a non-amazingly talented stripper? Is that Mina?
apparently, but Sophia is someone that like her moves are like insane. I've never seen anything like it. Like it's like a world class.
I'm really known for like the pull tricks, and I've like contortion that I do, and just stupid stripper trick stuff. So,
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, if you have any questions, she's your expert.
Yeah, I'm happy to answer.
Well, Shibuti, you've witnessed the dancing of Sophia.
Yeah, if you're curious, I could send you some stuff, but
You have videos of the dancing of Sophia.
yeah.
Yeah, I'm very active on my Instagram.
There's an Instagram, and I'm a Sophia super fan. A super fan
I've
of the
seen that.
podcast.
I see that.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, but she's an expert if you have, but I could send you the videos. But then if you have any questions, like as far as strip clubs, she's.
Well, I
I've
do.
got so many answers.
So, in your professional opinion, Mina from this season, if she was a stripper, how successful would you think she would be based on the face and her wig style?
So I feel like I guess it's better to say I'm in Portland, and we're not as diverse here, actually, and that's a big thing that people complain about. And so I think she would actually do very well from that standpoint alone. And I think she doesn't, I kind of think she looks nice when she's got all of her makeup on underneath some dark lights.
Oh,
So
you
I think she'd do okay.
does she give you the stripper vibe or what?
She seems like somebody who was looking for somebody to, who can support the lifestyle that she wants to have, like you guys were just saying. I feel like she is much more of the hustler and more of like the a bit more on the entitled side.
Yeah.
For
Like
sure.
there's a lot of those dancers around. So I think that that's where she would be.
True. Sorry, I was pulling up your Instagram and audio.
You're fine.
Question. Would Mina be a Wednesday morning stripper or a Friday night stripper?
So there's actually a club in town where the day shifts there are really coveted. And I also work at clubs where, like, I've worked with women who are very old and you wouldn't, they're older than you would expect a dancer to be. So I think he or she could get scheduled anywhere, any time she wanted to be working, depending on the club. But like there are some clubs where you go and it's, the girls that are super young that look they're, freshly 21, and that's like the type that's there. And then there's like the clubs I work at, we don't really have, well, Mary's doesn't necessarily have a type, but we're all very different kind of looking and whatnot. So it just really would depend on the kind of club, if that makes sense.
Okay, I sent our co-host like the link to your page so they can see your talents. But like, yeah, like what were as far as the like reviews we do on the end of the shows, like what takeaways did you have from that?
Oh gosh, sorry. I thoroughly enjoy listening to them if I'm driving home from work, especially if it's been a bad night and you're like, oh yeah, these are really great, terrible reviews. It's interesting because I really love to hear that, like, your guys's perspective of like, well, yeah, why would a or what's wrong with these guys? Why would a stripper be rude to you? And it's funny because from my perspective, I definitely they're the people that, oh my gosh, how have you not realized it's time for you to retire? Like you don't have the patience for this job anymore. And so I actually do see a lot of strippers yelling at customers and just being very rude a lot of the time. And so it was.
What are your thoughts on the whole Tijuana situation?
Oh, definitely. We're all pretty sure that that's definitely a brothel more situation. My friend BJ, the clown stripper, she worked at the club. She got hired to go do a show there, and everything about it was super sketchy. And she, I think she was at the like Deja Vu or Hustler, one of them. And then the one that Ani works at is like right down the street or something. She goes, no, that one was even scarier than the one that I worked at.
Oh my God. Deja vu. There's one here in Vegas.
Yeah, I think she's worked at that one too.
Yeah, it's like dead.
Yeah.
You walk by, and it's like, are they even open?
It was wild. She did a show in Vegas and I went and saw her because I happened to be there at the same time. And the clubs in Vegas, again, just so different from where I'm at. So I guess that's also something is clubs are so different regionally from state to state, from country to country. And so that's always really interesting as well.
Sophia, like, what's the move you do that's like a someone's like a scorpion tail and like your legs flip forward and then like you can grab like a dollar?
I just call it the Sophia because nobody else does it. So I decided it should be called the Sophia.
Wait,
Rightly deserved.
Yeah.
Where is that?
I'll have to call
Where is that move?
my
That
co-host. Oh, I'm sorry.
the off the I'll have to find that video for my co-host.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Yeah, I'll just have to make a new one too, more importantly.
So you work in Portland?
I do. So Portland has Portland, Oregon. We have the most strip clubs per capita here.
That is very true. I do know about that. And
Really? More than
I do know about the whole diversity thing. I subscribe to a Reddit about dancers, and it was like everyone always complains like about a lot of the Portland clubs not being diverse.
Very famously, there was a stripper strike actually a couple years ago, around the same time as the Black Lives Matter movement and whatnot. And I believe one of the dancers that kind of led that, she was in Rolling Stone, in fact, because she was really trying to advocate for having more diversity here.
Sophia, how many years have you been like pole dancing? Because your skills, it seems like.
I have been dancing. Oh my gosh, it's going to be 12 years this year.
Oh, wow.
Skills are like, I'm telling you, it's like work. I don't bullshit people. So it's like world, I've never seen, it's like world class.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. Thank you.
because I'm like, because I'll see like, I'll see videos from like pole dance instructors, and I'm not really that impressed. And then I saw your videos, and I was like, what the fuck? You're doing shit I've never seen like a pole dance instructor do.
You know, it's one of those things where people or like pole dancers really try to separate themselves from strippers, but really the art of pole dancing really did start in strip clubs. Started like there's a whole interesting history, and I can get really into it, but there's no need. But
You must have
you
like
know,
an.
they were creating the moves that all those other, you know, that pole dancers are trying to learn and teach other people. So
You must have like insane upper body strength, right?
I do actually.
You
Like,
have to. You
I
have
when I
to.
turn around, I can't tell you how often people go, "Oh my God, your back is so ripped." Like, yeah, that's my pride and joy is my back, I'll be honest.
You make it look effortless, though. I'm like, fuck.
That's the
That's how
goal.
you can tell someone's
That's the goal.
very good.
I just try to feel the music and do what I can, but
Have you ever heard of Jumbo's Clown Room?
I have
Okay.
I've
That's
had
the place I used
friends
to
that
frequent
worked
a
there
lot.
too. Yeah, so I work at Mary's Club, which is the oldest strip club in America,
Got
and
it.
Jumbo's is kind of like the sister
Yes.
to our club, and we're very similar, and we get compared to each other a lot for
Oh,
sure.
really? Oh, then, oh, it's a fun club
Yeah.
you work at then.
Yeah.
Because Jumbo's is a fun place. Yes.
If you ever meet like some guy and he introduces you to, if he introduces himself to you as XXX Beast, please get his autograph for me.
I'm hoping that that will happen someday. My friend BJ, who gets paid to travel dance and whatnot, I was going to actually ask her and see if she knew of, 'cause she, oh, it's oh interesting travel dancing with her. She's met so many people that are regulars, and they really will drive for all these competitions or to go see her. And there's a couple of those guys that have traveled legitimately multiple places across the US to see her perform. So I feel like X East might know BJ, the naughty stripper clown.
So well, our theory was he might be like a truck driver, but you're saying he's just like a stripper.
Might be. Sometimes that kind of goes hand in hand with it. I think that is a solid theory. You guys seem to have that really down pat there, and that made sense to me.
Yo, so this clown stripper has like a huge following.
She does. It's so crazy. Like when I've participated in events with her different places, which is really eye-opening. It's so nice to see how appreciated she is, because people will come just to see her and like walk right up to her and hand her $100 and a $100 bill or something. Hey, can I have my picture with you? Because she's very well established in our community, I guess. And it's
Yeah.
nice to see her appreciated that way.
Does he have like a public Instagram?
She does, yeah.
Well, you'll have to send it to me because
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
I want to meet the clown stripper, and I want to like look into her, not figuratively speaking.
No,
I caught
I I'll get her sent over to you here.
get her to listen to our podcast.
I'm trying to.
But did she watch 90 Day or no?
She does. She is a big fan. We talk about it at work, and I told her I was excited to know that Liz lives, you know, just a few hours north of us. She's like, we should get her down here. So.
Yeah, I was trying, this isn't specific to the show, but I mean tonight's show, but I was trying to actually meet up with Gino today, but apparently he had to work like super late. So
Oh, boo.
But he's in my town, and like we're trying to meet up. We want to get like a beer and a picture, but they're making him stay super late to work. So yeah, but
Work as in filming something or like working?
he wasn't he didn't say, but I'm assuming it's like TLC related because it's he was in this I because you know like Discovery has a headquarters in like Silver Spring, Maryland. That's where he was, I think. So maybe it was a promotional photo shoot. I don't know, but something like that. But he was definitely where the Discovery headquarters is. So that I don't think that's an accident.
No, that's not. That's not. That's very interesting. I wonder if he's there for a contract negotiation.
Oh.
I don't think that was it, but
You don't? What did you think it was?
like I said, I mean, my only guess, the only thing I could think of was for like a new series, like a spin-off series that isn't established, meaning like they need to create whole new assets that they had a full food, you know, like a photo shoot or like a that type of promo. They had to make like promo materials. Like that's just my guess.
No, I don't think they film and do that there though. Not like at the not at the studio.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's the only thing I could think of, but it just it'd be weird. There's no other reason that he's like in Silver Spring, Maryland. But
No, there's not. That's yeah, I agree with you.
Well, I'm
There's
sorry, wasn't Jasmine in Maryland?
that was just me like being trying to be a detective that, you know,
Yeah.
I don't know. There was just one photo that looked like she could be in Maryland, but that was just me being, you know, me being me, let's just say. But anyway, so yeah, that's a little thing.
Think that she was because of what she was wearing, because she made it very clear that she doesn't like to be cold. And when she was in Michigan, she would wear like puffer jackets, full length jackets, hats, gloves, scarves. And if she was in Maryland, she was wearing a t-shirt. And I just didn't feel like that matched someone who doesn't like to be cold and it's really cold, you would dress a little warmer than that.
True. So yeah, that was a little side topic. Oh, did you want to talk about like Burger King guy and what's her face? Aaliyah.
Oh, well, there isn't a lot to go off of tonight, but we do know that he still hasn't told his kids that he's getting married, which I think is a
Which is
little.
insane. Hello. Hello. How do you not tell your kids you're getting married 2 months?
That's crazy. So my theory is, remember there was like all this chaos at the wedding? My theory is his kids are gonna probably cause a scene at the wedding, or they're gonna say something crazy to Aaliyah, and then he doesn't think she's gonna show up. I think it has something to do with that because they told us that it looked like Leah didn't show up. Obviously, she's still here, so she did. But I think it's gonna have something to do with his kids' reaction to finding out he's about to get married without telling him.
And then they obviously like the show always hurt. Okay, well, when they do like the prenup storylines, that I mean, I know that's like so. Do you think the producers are always like, all right, you shove the prenup in her face, it'll be good for the show?
Yeah, I think when Jordan brought up the prenup right after they had that fight and Mina hadn't told her not to come to the wedding, I think the producers were like, you should bring up the fact that he's gonna make her sign a prenup. You know, like I think that they use it as a weapon. They weaponize the prenup conversation because it plays to the you're a gold digger scammer storyline. So they're like, yeah, you should do this. So they get really upset about the prenup, so it looks like they're a scammer.
And then yeah, it's like there's certain like tropes on the show that always happen. So yeah, there's the prenup trope, whatever storyline. Then there's like the cunty friend trope storyline, which is the chick that's friends with Aaliyah or whatever, who's like kind of cunty.
Yeah, and then
Oh,
Diana.
yeah.
Yeah, and then Diana. And then there was another one. Shekinah's friend, the one that wants to be with her. There's always that one friend who's out to destroy everything you've set to build. There's always that one friend.
Or like or Megan or
Well, then
something.
that's not really a friend, is it?
But
Well, no. Oh, yeah, Megan. You're right. We forgot about Megan. She's like the number one like I'm gonna destroy your relationship, friend. Like there's always that one friend that's like, oh, I love you, but I want you to not be happy, right?
Yeah, because they're fucking, miserable.
Yeah, there's a thorn. There's it's almost like, yeah, so like they have these cookie cutter things. So there's a thorn in the side friend who always inserts themselves.
Yeah, the person that wants you to not get married, not be happy, not follow your dreams, not do anything that
Just
you
not
want to do.
exist.
Yeah, basically.
See, they always see that's a problem. They always rely on the same tropes every like season, and then that's why it makes it feel stale.
Well, yeah, we're watching the same exact storyline with different people. It's
Yeah.
the same story, different actors. And at some point, we're 11 seasons in. We need a little more substance. Like, can you at least broaden the horizon of the season? Give us something a little extra. You know, like, oh, the parents don't approve. Surprise, surprise. The person is here because they want a green card. Surprise. Like, you need to give us a little more than the same exact storyline over and over and over and over. Getting bored, and it's getting predictable. And I think we don't want it to be predictable. We in the when the show first started, it wasn't as predictable. There was a lot more scamming in the beginning, but it wasn't as predictable. And I feel like they tried a little harder.
True. And then this is a different subject, but what do you think about now that the tell-all has like five parts?
I don't know. I don't understand why it needs to have so many. I don't know. Like I thought that it was weird that they were only an hour long. Because I was like, oh, we're gonna get 3 hours. That seems low. And I guess it was low because now we're getting 5 hours of the tell-all. I don't know. I liked it when we used to have two parts and it was 2 hours long each time. It was just enough. It was just as long as the actual show, 2 hours long. And then after the second episode, we could close the chapter and move on. I don't like these five, six, seven part tell-alls. It's getting to be repetitive. And this, a lot of times they don't have enough material to fill out that many episodes. So it's like, what are we going to be watching for the next three parts? You know, like, because we've already talked with Jasmine and we saw the fight. We saw, well, they already actually discussed Julia and Brandon. So it's like, what are they going to fit into these next three episodes? And was it necessary?
Yeah, no, it's gonna be we already said this like keenly the other time where we thought it was like three episodes, but we said basically like the first episode was gonna be good and the last episode's gonna be good and then the middle episodes are gonna be forgettable. So it's that's what's gonna happen, but it's gonna be so the first episode is gonna be good, episode two, three, and four are gonna be boring, and then episode five is gonna be like a blockbuster like episode one, probably.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, we used to know in the beginning, part one was a waste of time. Part two of the tell-all, when there was only two parts, was going to be what you really wanted to see. And I think you're right. Episode one and episode five of the tell-all is going to be what you want to see. Everything else is filler that they're going to give you that's unnecessary, but probably it's needed for the next storyline where you know where people are going to end up. It's going to be needed for that.
Yeah, and it'll end with a bang with like Matt will come on stage and it'll be all dramatic, and then they'll say, you want to see more Matt? He's going to be on the new season of so and so.
Yeah, I already know. I still don't know. I have no clarification of what they actually filmed. So nobody will tell me that. Like, I've been trying really, really hard to get a show name, and they're
So,
like, no. They won't tell me that. They tell me they will verify that they filmed something together, but nobody will tell me what. So I've been really working on that.
I can tell. You want to know my theory on why they won't tell you?
Well, yeah, what's your theory?
My theory is because it's going to be like a new spin-off, so they can't just like tell you that easily until they're really trying to really ready to reveal it. Yeah.
What type of spinoff?
It's gonna be like I alluded to it on our last podcast, but it's gonna be like, and again, it's just my I don't I'm not 100% sure, but I have like a premonition. It's gonna be like Single Life esque.
So like single life-ish. So
Single
like
Life esque, but it's gonna be called something else. But that's the reason they're not like telling you the name, because it's like a whole new spin-off. So until they're ready to unveil it, they're not just gonna like tell you.
gonna be like Three's Company.
I don't think it'll be just them on this season though.
That's gonna be a few people, like I said about
Like,
like.
is it gonna be like people that started on the show but are dating someone else. So
Right.
like a redo.
Yeah.
So
So like say for instance it'll be Jasmine. Who else was on the show that started with somebody and ended up with somebody else? Chantel maybe. Like so people who started out on the show but they're now in a relationship. Oh, Kalani could be on it. Kalani is with somebody else.
yeah.
Okay, so I get it.
Yeah, they're with new people that isn't like a, it's not like a K-1 situation, but they're still, they're people you know.
Right.
In a new relationship, and it'll be a whole new spinoff that you've never heard of before. So that's the reason they're not telling you the name, because it's like a brand new property.
Yeah, they know if they tell me the name, it's gonna get out. Right? Like if they tell me, even if I don't tell them if I don't say the name of the show, I'll give a synopsis of what it's about, and then it's gonna get out. So they know, I guess they know they can't tell me until they're absolutely ready.
Yeah.
Because even if I, because I'm very technical, they're like, you can't tell anyone. And I was like, I can't tell anyone the name of the show, but I could tell them what it's about. I'm very technical. So I was like, I didn't say I wouldn't, I said I wouldn't say the name of it. I didn't say I wouldn't say what it was about. So they know that.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what's happening, I think. And so that's what's going on. Any other topics we want to hit?
Oh, Juan and Jessica weren't on. So yeah, I think that's it. Because this week we had no Juan and Jessica, and
And I was gonna say, let's save it for. I know we'll hopefully do a show tomorrow night after the tell-all, assuming the tell-all episode isn't a clunker. But the one topic we should save for Friday is, but you could check it on my Instagram. We posted Josh's new job. So if you haven't seen that, go on at shibuti.com.
I saw that. Yeah, I don't
I
want
did
to.
too. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I don't want to comment because then I'm gonna get into this long drawn out thing. So you're right. We should save it, but I was very shocked because I actually reached out to him a couple of, well, maybe a few weeks ago. I was just like, where the hell have you been? You disappeared.
Right.
And all he said was like, oh, I'm like taking time for myself. I'm focusing on myself and I'm having, a great life outside of social media. And then when you posted that, I was like, what's really going on? Right? I was like, that's weird. So yeah, we'll definitely have to get into that.
Yeah.
And let me give a thank you to, I want to have her back on like Sophia while we're doing like,
Yes.
I want to have,
Yes.
while we do like other views.
Oh yeah, that would be fun. Yeah, she could be on for the strip club reviews because she has,
Yes.
you notice every time you're reading a review, I cut you off and I have questions. That would be because she would be able to actually answer the question because I'd be like, wait, what is that?
I think it might be harder because it would be a Friday night.
I had that thought where she might be busy during that
Oh yeah, if she's
time.
very in demand work dancer, so yeah, we might not be able to get her on a prime time Friday night because that's where the most beautiful and talented girls are very busy on a
That's
Friday night.
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. So yeah, I'll ask her offline if she wants me to like plug her Instagram, and then I could always put it in the like description of the episode if y'all want to check her out. But she's very super talented, and if I
Oh
work,
yeah,
I'm
I
around.
saw. She was doing that stuff. You know the singer Pink, and she like hangs from the ceiling.
Yeah.
She was doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay, wow, yeah. I remember I went to a Pink show, and she started doing like contortion, hanging from the ceiling and flying around, and that's what
Oh,
she.
she's doing some like
It's an awesome show.
Yeah.
Cirque Soleil stuff.
Yeah, that's what Sophia's doing. I saw. I was like, okay. That's why she's not just dancing on Wednesdays. She's dancing on Fridays and Saturdays. She's
Yeah.
bringing it.
I think my wet dream would be if I was at, oh, which strip club had like the seafood bowl in Detroit?
That was in
Players
Detroit.
Club. The
Players.
Players Club. It's the one where they have the really good food at the strip club.
It's the build your own pasta too,
It's the
right?
build your own
Yeah.
pasta at the strip club.
And all you can eat crab legs on Mondays.
Like my
Oh, I bet there's not that I bet there's lots of other crabs you can eat there. Oh, no, thank you.
my fantasy would be to have a build your own possible while I'm watching Sophia dance.
But you'll only get three shrimp.
I don't think that Sophia would dance at the play at that club though, because
Yeah, I'm sorry.
way too high class for that place. I'm
Was
just saying.
my fantasy though. I think I would have like six shrimp in there.
Well, yeah, the girl said if you ask for extra shrimp, they just give you two more shrimp. Remember?
One more, four
Oh,
shrimp.
one more shrimp, and it's like
Or
this.
if I'm feeling like really spending money, I'll buy two shrimp pasta bowls and put all the shrimp in one and feel like a gangster.
I mean, yeah, it is build your own. So yeah, technically just buy two and then just take the shrimp out of one and throw the other one away.
Yeah.
Because you don't need extra noodles, you just need extra.
You don't want a carbohydrate overload while you're getting a lap dance.
Or take
No.
it to go.
Now, can you imagine if you were farting during a lap dance?
Well, that's the weirdest thing for me. Because, like, when I go to a theme park, everybody's like, oh, let's get food. And I'm like, I want to ride a roller coaster. I don't want to eat. And I feel the same way, like, about strip clubs. Like, I don't, eating isn't like part of my fantasy. So, like, it's weird that people go there and they need to, like, see naked girls, but they also need to all you can eat crab legs. Like, that's two different fantasies for me. I don't have to do it simultaneously.
Yeah, well, if we interview her again in the future, we'll ask her if she ever had like a customer fart on her.
Or also, has she ever been dancing for a customer and then they touched her and they got like food on her? Like, say they're eating chicken wings and then he touches.
Oh my
Oh my
God.
God.
That was my next thing.
That's like a fucking nightmare.
Right? So you're dancing, you're giving him a lap dance, he's eating chicken wings, and then he touches you, and now you have chicken wing sauce on you.
Or he just had like barbecue chicken wings, and he grabs a dollar bill out of his pocket and then he puts it on your G-string, and then you have barbecue sauce on your
And
G-string.
now you have barbecues. Like, those are the questions that I really be wondering. Like, I'm like, so when, because everybody talks about how they're eating in the club. I was like, so do the girls ever get like pasta sauce on their G-strings or whatever? Like, because I don't see how dancing and eating go together. I feel like they're two activities that you shouldn't probably be doing together.
So yeah, we'll have to write down all of our Sophia questions and then ask her.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll have a ask a stripper segment. That
Yeah.
could actually be a weekly segment, actually, if we do that right, like ask the stripper. I like it.
Yeah, she's gonna be a resident expert.
Well, the fact that she's in Portland, one of the most strip club states per capita, is very impressive because I thought there was a lot of strip clubs in Vegas. So now that I know that Portland is the strip club capital of the world, I think that we should definitely go out there at some point.
True. I know there's a lot of like tatted up.
My stalker lives there.
Oh, so maybe
Oh.
you shouldn't go there?
Oh,
No. We should still go, but if your stalker tries to mess with you, we'll spray him with mace.
it's a her.
It's a her.
Oh.
Oh, this is getting interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, well, that's another story time, guys. That's another story
And we'll
time.
talk about your stalker. Is your stalker a stripper?
She wishes.
Oh, she wishes.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah, no. She's a psycho. That's her full-time position.
Not part-time, she's a full-time.
No, she's a full-time psycho. Sorry, guys.
So she doesn't have time for any other activities. She's just being a complete
No.
asshole.
Yeah, I
Wow.
mean,
True. Okay, should we end it?
sure.
Yes, we'll end here. So tomorrow is part three of five, guys. So
Oh my God, you guys. Sorry. I'm looking at the reviews where she works at. And guess who's been there?
excellent.
No.
Yes.
Wait,
No
for
way.
real? Okay, so Friday we're gonna have to hear what he thinks of the club.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's un unfortunately no wittiness because it's a 5-star review.
Well, he probably
Oh, it's
Oh,
well,
okay.
we still need
Well,
to hear it because we know what a girl that dances there, so we still need to hear it.
that's
you
so
do.
exciting.
He has to be a truck driver because he's been in Atlanta, he's been in Cleveland, he's been in Detroit, he's been in Portland. He has to be a truck.
Hawaii.
Like, he has, well, no, a truck, you can't get to Hawaii with a truck. You have to fly there.
No.
Maybe he's a rich guy.
He's been in more locations than Carmen San Diego.
Yeah.
Oh
Maybe
my
he's not a
God.
truck driver. Maybe he's rich. Like maybe he's like a music producer or something.
Maybe
He's
he's
just
just obsessed with, strippers.
You can be obsessed with strippers but not have the money to travel across the globe to see them. He's got to have something that he does that produces a lot of money, because to fly all the way to Hawaii to see strippers, that's a really expensive habit.
But that's where his family was from, because
What,
per the
well,
last review.
wait, what if XXX Beast is Josh from Hawaii?
Oh
I
my God.
gosh, the
don't think
conspiracy theories.
so.
True.
But it's a fun conspiracy. No, I don't think so. I think that he's too cool to be Josh.
Yeah.
Josh is a nice guy, though. I'm not gonna say that. But I feel like XX Beast is a cool guy. Like if we were all hanging out, we would have a drink with him. Like I feel like he's a cool guy.
We would go to the strip club.
Yeah, so what Sophia said is XXX Beast the pilot.
I wish he would post where he's gonna be so we could show up at a strip club that he's at and we can actually meet him. Like, you know how people say where they're going to be ahead of time? I wish we would know ahead of time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good note to end on.
It is, you guys.
Yes. So we have a lot to look forward to. We have the tell all tomorrow, and then we have on Friday, we'll read XXX Beast's 5-star review of Sophia's strip club, which, yeah, I
Which
may have.
may or may not be here. We don't know yet.
Yeah. And I'm sure other tea will break, and we'll be the first to report it.
Well, yeah, we're always the
Obviously, as
first.
always.
True. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening to a special. Do I say that too much? Everything's special. Anyway, but
Special.
then like Liz and other people pop on, so it ends up being special. Oh, one last thing, actually, that's funny. I went out to like DC yesterday night, and then my friend and I were like taking a Uber ride back home, and then he like I was like, "Yo, you gotta listen to my podcast," because he hasn't really listened to it. And then I was like, "Well, you take one earbud and I'll take the other earbud." So we're both listening to the podcast like with like a left earbud and a right earbud. So anyway, he liked it. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Nice. Nice.
Anyway, yeah, people are fans. So thank you everyone. Thanks to my co-host and everyone. Thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Talk to you all tomorrow night, hopefully. All right.
Peace out, everybody.
So,
Good night.
Good night.